Hello, fitness friends. It's Phil, and it's episode 156. That's 156 of Get Fit Row. Now, today, I'm going to do something a little bit different, and I'm going to read a poem called January by a guy called Henry Wordsworth Longfellow. And I'm going to read it because I've got this memory, a very distinct memory, of sitting around the open fires at Quentin Boat Club, which is by Chiswick Bridge on the Thames in London in the United Kingdom, where I spent a couple of years warming up. And I guess the when you hear the poem, I think you'll get an idea of some of the January-ness of it, and some of the January-ness that is January that we're in. Anyway, look, I'm going to give it a shot and let's see how it goes. Okay. January by Henry Wordsworth Longfellow. Janus, I am oldest of potentates. Forward I look, and backward, and below. I count as God of avenues and gates, the years that through my portals come and go. I block the roads and drift the fields with snow. I chase the wild fowl from the frozen fen. My frosts congeal the rivers in their flow. My fires light up the hearts and hearths of men and women. They say the poem was written many, many years ago. Anyway, look, I guess the memory, and it's inside that poem, there are very, very distinct memories of the dark training mornings of January, looking forward down the River Thames and kind of looking backwards as well, particularly in a sculling boat or steering a quad. And interestingly enough, looking below, because the Thames in winter is dark. It's really dark. Not to say it's much lighter in summer, but it's really dark in winter. And I guess the other thing is this line that says the years that through my portals come and go. Obviously, it's the portals of January, because January comes and goes. But it kind of reminds me of just the whole actually traveling regularly underneath the bridges along the Tideway. Kind of each of those I saw as kind of little portals, little markers along the course, along the Tideway, which many of you may know very, very well. And here's the other thing. I laughed to myself. My frosts congeal the rivers in their flow. Here's the thing. I don't think I've ever seen the Thames frozen, but by God, it can be cold in winter. And cold enough to, yes, congeal your blood or give you a really bad bone ache when you put your legs in the water, which I know I should have been wearing wellies, but I have a thing that I would wear flip-flops all too often, which is all right when you're boating from a pontoon, but when you're boating on the beaches of the Thames, it's not so good. And then if you read that last line, the fires light up the hearths and hearts of men and women, even though I said it in the poem the wrong way round, the hearts and hearts is the hearths and hearts of men and women. That just reminded me of coming in from a winter session, whether it's in a boat or coaching, absolutely soaking wet, relatively cold, let's say, and sitting round the hearth of that fire, and it was always roaringly warm, and pretty warm and pretty warm and pretty good to hang around for many hours after the sessions to a rather open bar that was always open. Always, you could always get a beer. Probably still can. Anyway, look, that's a short episode, but this was a poetry reading, so let's make it short, eh? Anyway, look, thanks for listening. Take care. Ta-da.